The Seat of the Soul. By Gary Zukav. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav is a book about spiritual growth and transformation. It explores how we can use our inner wisdom to create meaningful lives and relationships. The book begins with an exploration of the concept of soul, which Zukav defines as the essence of who you are that exists beyond physical form. He then explains how this soul interacts with our everyday life, including our thoughts, feelings, and actions. Zukav goes on to discuss the importance of developing awareness in order to live authentically from one's true self. He emphasizes that it is only through understanding ourselves at a deeper level that we can begin to make choices based on what truly matters most in life: love, joy, peace, harmony, rather than simply reacting out of fear or habit. The author also examines various aspects of human behavior, such as power dynamics between people. He argues that when we understand these dynamics better, we can learn how to interact more effectively with others while still honoring each person's unique perspective and needs. In addition to exploring personal development topics like these, Zukav also delves into metaphysical concepts such as karma and reincarnation. He explains how these ideas relate back to the idea of soul evolution over multiple lifetimes and encourages readers to consider their own spiritual journey within this larger context. Ultimately, The Seat of the Soul provides readers with an inspiring look at what it means for us all when we choose love over fear in every aspect of our lives, from interpersonal relationships right down to individual decisions made moment to moment throughout each day. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The soul is the source of our power and potential. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that the soul is the source of our power and potential, and that by connecting with it, we can access our true selves and live a more meaningful life. Main idea number 2. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and that by understanding this, we can learn to live in harmony with our spiritual nature and the world around us. Main idea number 3. We are all connected. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are all connected, and that by recognizing this, we can learn to live in harmony with each other and the world around us. Main idea number 4. We are responsible for our own actions. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are responsible for our own actions, and that by understanding this, we can learn to take responsibility for our choices and create a better life for ourselves. Main idea number 5. We are here to learn and grow. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to learn and grow, and that by understanding this, we can learn to embrace our life experiences and use them to become better people. Main idea number 6. We are here to serve. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to serve, and that by understanding this, we can learn to use our gifts and talents to help others and make the world a better place. Main idea number 7. We are here to love. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to love, and that by understanding this, we can learn to open our hearts and share our love with others. Main idea number 8. We are here to create. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to create, and that by understanding this, we can learn to use our creativity to manifest our dreams and make the world a better place. Main idea number 9. We are here to experience joy. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to experience joy, and that by understanding this, we can learn to find joy in the simple things and live a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 10. We are here to be authentic. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be authentic, and that by understanding this, we can learn to be true to ourselves and live a life of integrity. Main idea number 11. We are here to be compassionate. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be compassionate, and that by understanding this, we can learn to show kindness and understanding to others and create a more peaceful world. Main idea number 12. We are here to be wise. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be wise, and that by understanding this, we can learn to make wise decisions and create a better future for ourselves and others. Main idea number 13. We are here to be courageous. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be courageous, and that by understanding this, we can learn to face our fears and take risks in order to create a better life for ourselves. Main idea number 14. We are here to be humble. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be humble, and that by understanding this, we can learn to accept our limitations and be open to learning from others. Main idea number 15. We are here to be open-minded. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be open-minded, and that by understanding this, we can learn to be tolerant of different beliefs and opinions and create a more peaceful world. Main idea number 16. We are here to be forgiving. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be forgiving, and that by understanding this, we can learn to let go of our resentments and create a more harmonious life. Main idea number 17. We are here to be present. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be present, and that by understanding this, we can learn to be mindful of the present moment and live a more meaningful life. Main idea number 18. We are here to be grateful. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be grateful, and that by understanding this, we can learn to appreciate the good in our lives and create a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 19. We are here to be creative. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be creative, and that by understanding this, we can learn to use our imagination to create something new and make the world a better place. Main idea number 20. We are here to be spiritual. Idea summary: The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be spiritual, and that by understanding this, we can learn to connect with our higher selves and live a more meaningful life. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that the soul is the source of our power and potential. It is a spiritual force within us, which can be accessed through meditation, prayer, or other forms of contemplation. By connecting with it, we can access our true selves and live a more meaningful life. According to Zukav, when we connect with our souls, we become aware of what truly matters in life: love, joy, peace, and understanding. Zukav also suggests that by tapping into this inner power source, we can create positive change in ourselves and in the world around us. He believes that when people are connected to their souls, they have greater insight into themselves as well as others, they are able to make decisions based on wisdom rather than fear or ego, and they are better equipped to handle difficult situations without becoming overwhelmed. Ultimately, the Seat of the Soul encourages readers to explore their own spirituality so that they may discover their true purpose in life. Through his teachings about how to tap into one's soul energy for personal growth and transformation, Zukav provides an inspiring guide for those seeking deeper meaning from within. Main idea number 2. The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. This means that our true nature is not limited to our physical bodies, but rather extends beyond them into the realm of spirit. By understanding this, we can learn to live in harmony with our spiritual nature and the world around us. We can become aware of how our thoughts and actions affect others, as well as ourselves, and strive to make choices that bring about positive change. Zukav encourages us to look within for answers instead of relying on external sources such as religion or society. He believes that each person has an inner wisdom which they must tap into if they wish to find true fulfillment in life. Through meditation and contemplation, we can gain insight into who we really are and what it means to be alive. Ultimately, Zukav's message is one of hope. By recognizing our spiritual essence, we can create a better future for ourselves and those around us. We have the power within us to transform our lives through love, compassion, forgiveness and understanding, all qualities which come from connecting with our higher selves. Main idea number 3. The Seed of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are all connected, and that by recognizing this, we can learn to live in harmony with each other and the world around us. This connection is based on a spiritual energy that binds us together as one collective consciousness. We are all part of a larger whole, and our actions have an effect on everyone else in some way. By understanding this interconnectedness, we can become more aware of how our choices affect others and strive to make decisions that benefit everyone. This idea has been expressed throughout history in various forms such as Eastern philosophies like Buddhism or Hinduism, which emphasize the importance of living harmoniously with nature. It also appears in Western religions such as Christianity, where Jesus taught his followers to love their neighbors as themselves. In modern times, it has been popularized through movements like environmentalism, which encourages people to be mindful of their impact on the planet. We are all connected because we share a common source, the universe itself, and its energy flows through us all. When we recognize this truth, it helps us understand why certain things happen and how our actions can influence those events for better or worse. Ultimately, if enough people come together with this awareness, then perhaps peace will prevail over conflict. Main idea number 4. In The Seed of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are responsible for our own actions. He argues that by understanding this concept and taking responsibility for our choices, we can create a better life for ourselves. According to Zukav, when we take ownership of our decisions and accept their consequences, it allows us to grow spiritually and emotionally. Zukav believes that when we understand the power of choice in our lives, it gives us an opportunity to make conscious decisions about how we want to live. By recognizing the impact of each decision on ourselves and others around us, he suggests that we can become more aware of what is truly important in life. This awareness helps us develop a sense of purpose and meaning, which leads to greater fulfillment. Ultimately, Zukav encourages readers to take responsibility for their actions so they can create positive change in their lives. He emphasizes that by accepting accountability for our choices, both good and bad, we open up possibilities for growth both personally and collectively as a society. Main idea number 5. In The Seed of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to learn and grow. He believes that by understanding this concept, we can use our life experiences as opportunities for growth and development. We can learn to embrace our challenges and use them as a way to become better people. By recognizing the importance of learning from our mistakes, we can create positive change in ourselves and in the world around us. Zukav encourages us to take responsibility for our actions and be mindful of how they affect others. He also emphasizes the need for self-reflection so that we can gain insight into why certain things happen in our lives. Through this process, he believes that we will be able to make more informed decisions about how best to move forward with our lives. Ultimately, Zukav's message is one of hope. If we understand why we are here on Earth, to learn and grow, we have an opportunity to make a difference in ourselves and those around us. By embracing life's lessons with an open heart, mind, and spirit, each one of us has the potential to reach new heights. Main idea number 6. In The Seed of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to serve. He believes that by understanding this concept, we can learn to use our gifts and talents in a way that will benefit others and make the world a better place. According to Zukav, service is not just about doing good deeds, it is also about recognizing our own potential for greatness and using it to help those around us. By serving others, we can create meaningful relationships with them and build strong communities. Zukav encourages readers to think beyond their own needs when considering how they can best serve others. He suggests looking at what skills or resources you have available that could be used for the greater good. This could include anything from volunteering your time at a local charity organization or donating money towards an important cause. It could even mean simply offering words of encouragement or support when someone else is struggling. Ultimately, Zukav believes that by understanding our purpose as individuals, to serve, we can become more connected with each other and work together towards creating positive change in the world. Main idea number 7. In The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to love. He believes that by understanding this, we can learn to open our hearts and share our love with others. According to Zukav, when we understand the power of love and its ability to transform us, it can help us create a more meaningful life for ourselves and those around us. Zukav encourages readers to explore their own capacity for loving in order to become better people. He suggests that by learning how to give and receive unconditional love from others, we can develop deeper relationships with them as well as ourselves. Additionally, he emphasizes the importance of being mindful of our thoughts and actions so that they reflect an attitude of compassion towards all living things. Ultimately, Zukav argues that if we embrace the idea that we are here to love, then it will lead us on a path towards greater joy and fulfillment in life. By recognizing our interconnectedness with one another through acts of kindness and generosity, he believes we can create a world where everyone is respected regardless of race or religion. Main idea number 8. In The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to create. He believes that by understanding this concept, we can learn to use our creativity in order to manifest our dreams and make the world a better place. According to Zukav, when we understand why we are here on Earth and what our purpose is, it gives us an opportunity to live with intention and be more mindful of how our actions affect others. Zukav encourages readers to explore their creative potential by engaging in activities such as meditation or journaling. He also suggests taking time for self-reflection so that one can gain insight into their own motivations and desires. By doing this, individuals can become aware of how they interact with the world around them and begin making conscious choices about how they want to shape their lives. Ultimately, Zukav believes that if people take responsibility for creating their own reality through intentional action, then they will be able to achieve greater fulfillment in life. Through his teachings, he hopes that readers will come away with a deeper understanding of themselves and the power within them to create positive change. Main idea number 9. In The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to experience joy. He argues that by understanding this, we can learn to find joy in the simple things and live a more fulfilling life. According to Zukav, when we focus on our spiritual growth and development instead of material possessions or external validation, it allows us to tap into our inner source of joy. This is because true happiness comes from within, it cannot be found outside ourselves. Zukav encourages readers to take time for self-reflection and practice mindfulness so they can become aware of their thoughts and feelings. By doing this, they will be able to recognize what brings them joy and make conscious choices about how they spend their time. Additionally, he suggests cultivating relationships with people who bring out the best in us as well as engaging in activities that bring us pleasure. Ultimately, Zukav believes that if we prioritize finding joy over other pursuits such as wealth or power, then we will lead richer lives full of meaning and purpose. He emphasizes that although life may not always be easy or pleasant, there is still beauty in every moment if you choose to look for it. Main idea number 10. In The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be authentic. Authenticity is about being true to ourselves and living a life of integrity. It means understanding our purpose in life and striving to fulfill it with courage, honesty, and compassion. Authenticity requires us to look within ourselves for answers rather than relying on external sources such as society or religion. We must learn how to trust our own intuition and inner wisdom so that we can make decisions based on what feels right for us instead of following someone else's rules or expectations. Living an authentic life also involves taking responsibility for our actions and their consequences. We must accept both the good and bad outcomes of our choices without blaming others or making excuses. This allows us to grow from each experience while still staying true to who we are. By embracing authenticity, we can create meaningful relationships with others by being honest about who we are and what matters most to us. We can also find peace within ourselves by accepting all aspects of our lives, the successes as well as the failures, and learning from them. Main idea number 11. In The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be compassionate. He argues that by understanding this, we can learn to show kindness and understanding to others and create a more peaceful world. Compassion is not just about feeling sorry for someone, it is also about recognizing our shared humanity and striving to make life better for everyone. Zukav believes that compassion begins with self-awareness. We must first understand ourselves before we can truly understand another person's experience. This means being honest with ourselves about our own feelings, motivations, and beliefs so that we can empathize with those around us. Compassion also requires courage, the courage to stand up for what is right even when it may be unpopular or difficult. It takes strength of character to speak out against injustice or oppression without fear of retribution or criticism from others. Finally, Zukav emphasizes the importance of forgiveness in cultivating compassion. Forgiveness does not mean condoning bad behavior, rather, it means letting go of anger and resentment so that you can move forward in peace. Main idea number 12. In his book The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be wise. He argues that by understanding this, we can learn to make wise decisions and create a better future for ourselves and others. According to Zukav, wisdom is not something that comes naturally, it must be cultivated through self-awareness and spiritual growth. To become wise, he suggests developing an awareness of our innermost thoughts and feelings as well as learning how to recognize patterns in our lives. Zukav also emphasizes the importance of living with intention, being mindful of what we do each day and why we do it. He encourages us to take responsibility for our actions so that they align with our values rather than simply following societal norms or expectations. Additionally, he stresses the need for compassion towards ourselves and others in order to foster true wisdom. Ultimately, Zukav believes that if we strive for wisdom in all aspects of life, from relationships to career choices, we will find greater fulfillment both personally and professionally. By recognizing the power within us all to make conscious decisions based on knowledge rather than fear or ignorance, we can create a more harmonious world. Main idea number 13. In The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be courageous. He states that courage is not about being fearless, it is about facing our fears and taking risks in order to create a better life for ourselves. Courage allows us to move forward despite any obstacles or challenges we may face. It gives us the strength and determination to keep going even when things seem impossible. Zukav encourages readers to embrace their courage by understanding its power and potential. He believes that if we can learn how to use this energy, then we can make positive changes in our lives and become more successful in whatever goals or dreams we have set out for ourselves. He also emphasizes the importance of having faith in oneself, as well as trusting one's intuition when making decisions. By doing so, he argues that individuals will be able to take control of their own destiny and live a life full of purpose and meaning. Main idea number 14. In The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be humble. He states that humility is not about being meek or submissive, rather, it is about understanding our limitations and recognizing that there is much more to learn from others. By embracing this idea, we can open ourselves up to new experiences and perspectives. Zukav further explains that when we accept our limitations and recognize the importance of learning from others, we become better equipped to make decisions based on wisdom instead of fear. We also become more aware of how our actions affect those around us and strive for a greater sense of harmony in all aspects of life. Ultimately, Zukav believes that by understanding the concept of humility, we can create a world where everyone feels respected and valued regardless of their differences. This will lead to an environment where people feel safe enough to express themselves without fear or judgment. Main idea number 15. The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be open-minded. By understanding this, we can learn to accept and respect different beliefs and opinions, even if they differ from our own. This allows us to create a more peaceful world where everyone is free to express their thoughts without fear of judgment or criticism. Zukav encourages us to look beyond our own perspectives and consider those of others. He believes that when we do this, it helps us become more compassionate towards one another and understand why people may think differently than ourselves. It also gives us an opportunity to grow as individuals by learning from each other's experiences. By being open-minded, we can foster greater acceptance in society for all kinds of people regardless of race, religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. We can also work together on issues such as climate change or poverty with a shared goal in mind, creating a better future for everyone. Main idea number 16. In The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be forgiving. He states that by understanding this concept, we can learn to let go of our resentments and create a more harmonious life. According to Zukav, forgiveness is not about condoning someone's wrongdoings or excusing them from responsibility, it is about releasing ourselves from the pain and suffering caused by holding on to resentment. Zukav believes that when we forgive others, we free ourselves from negative emotions such as anger and bitterness. We also open up space for love and compassion in our lives. By learning how to forgive those who have hurt us, we can move forward with greater peace of mind. The act of forgiveness does not mean forgetting what happened or pretending it never occurred, rather, it means accepting what has happened without judgment or blame. It involves letting go of any expectations for retribution or revenge so that you can focus on healing yourself emotionally. Main idea number 17. In The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be present. He argues that by understanding this concept and being mindful of the present moment, we can live a more meaningful life. To do this, he suggests focusing on our innermost feelings and thoughts in order to gain insight into our true selves. He also encourages us to take responsibility for our actions and decisions so that we can create positive change in ourselves and others. Zukav further explains that when we become aware of what is happening around us, it allows us to make better choices about how we interact with people and situations. This awareness helps us recognize patterns in our lives which may be holding us back from achieving greater fulfillment or success. By becoming conscious of these patterns, we can then work towards making changes which will lead to a more fulfilling life. Finally, Zukav emphasizes the importance of living with intention rather than simply reacting out of habit or fear. When we focus on what matters most, our values, we are able to make decisions based on those values instead of just going through the motions without thought or purpose. In doing so, he believes that each person has the power within them to create their own destiny. Main idea number 18. In The Seat of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be grateful. He argues that by understanding this concept and embracing it in our lives, we can learn to appreciate the good things in life and create a more fulfilling experience for ourselves. Gratitude is an essential part of living a meaningful life. It helps us recognize what we have instead of focusing on what we don't have. It also allows us to connect with others and build relationships based on mutual appreciation. Zukav believes that gratitude is not just about being thankful for material possessions or accomplishments, rather, it's about recognizing all aspects of our lives, the good and bad, and learning from them. By cultivating an attitude of gratitude, he says, we can become more aware of how blessed we truly are and use this knowledge to make positive changes in our lives. We can also use gratitude as a tool for self-reflection, when something goes wrong or doesn't turn out as expected. Taking time to reflect on why it happened can help us gain insight into ourselves. Ultimately, Zukav encourages readers to practice gratitude every day so they can live their best life possible. He emphasizes that true happiness comes from within. By appreciating what you already have instead of constantly striving for more, you will find contentment and joy in your everyday experiences. Main idea number 19. In The Seed of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be creative. He believes that by understanding this, we can learn to use our imagination and create something new. This could mean anything from creating a business or an invention, to writing a book or painting a picture. Zukav also suggests that creativity is not just about making things, it's also about using our imaginations to make the world a better place. We can do this through acts of kindness and compassion towards others, as well as by finding ways to help those in need. By being creative with how we approach these issues, we can come up with innovative solutions that will benefit everyone. Ultimately, Zukav encourages us all to embrace our creativity and use it for good. By doing so, he believes that each one of us has the potential to make positive changes in the world around us. Main idea number 20. In The Seed of the Soul, Gary Zukav explains that we are here to be spiritual. He argues that by understanding this, we can learn to connect with our higher selves and live a more meaningful life. According to Zukav, being spiritual means recognizing the interconnectedness of all things and living in harmony with it. It also involves developing an awareness of our own inner power and using it for good. Zukav encourages us to look beyond material possessions and focus on cultivating relationships with ourselves, others, nature, and the divine. He believes that when we do this, we will find true joy in life as well as a sense of purpose. Additionally, he suggests that by learning how to tap into our intuition through meditation or other practices such as yoga or tai chi can help us become more spiritually aware. Ultimately, Zukav's message is clear: we are here to be spiritual beings who recognize the importance of connecting with something greater than ourselves. By doing so, we can create lives filled with meaning and fulfillment. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.